Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss flood zones.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate.
Let's talk a little bit about fires and floods, because what goes on in the minds of people during their ownership is the trigger of the conversation about flood insurance and fire protection insurance is not really addressed until they go to sell or buy.
Yeah, I recently helped a seller sell a small office building on Country Club. So, you know, where I-5 goes right by Country Club and the river is on the other side.
Right there, yes.
Right there. That whole area is in a flood zone, and the typical flood insurance is $20,000 for an office building right there.
That's crazy. I didn't realize it was so elevated. But when you look across, you think, well, that water would be on that land if it were across the highway. So I understand what you're saying in that location particularly.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is the FEMA maps are not stationary. They revise those frequently with new patterns of water movement and things. So you can't assume that you're not because you weren't previously in a floodplain.
And how do you address that, Marcia, when someone's getting ready to buy a house? I know the title insurance company will typically check for you to see if it's in a flood zone, and then they call their insurance agent, right? And then what's the next step?
The insurance agent will have the most current FEMA maps, and based on that, they'll tell you if they're going to trigger an investigation into flood insurance or if it'll be waived and not addressed. So they're just looking at the same maps, just the most current version of those. And what I've discovered is that there's situations where the property is in the floodplain, but the house, the improvement is not. So that does not mean that you're going to have to pay flood insurance for the property in its entirety. And what you're looking to do for the lender's purposes is flood insurance is something that you cover the improvements on the property for.
Okay. And if the base of the floor is built above a certain elevation, then the flood insurance is waived, right?
Right. Exactly. And so you'll see some neighborhoods where it looks like it's low elevation, but you'll see that the foundations are set a little higher, a couple feet even higher, so that they're out of the floodplain. The best thing to do is get a survey for elevation, an elevation survey. And that's a process that you can submit that to FEMA and get what's called a LOMA certificate, that L-O-M-A. That certificate says we're not in a floodplain and it's been investigated to the satisfaction of FEMA that it's not a floodplain.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.